Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for the truck attack in Berlin Monday that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens. The claim was posted late Tuesday on the website of the group's Amak news agency. The statement came a short while after German police released a lone suspect captured Monday evening after a huge truck smashed into an open-air market where people were taking part in Christmas festivities. The chief prosecutor's office says it has released the suspect, a Pakistani national, because investigators did not have enough evidence to charge him with a crime. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. The two countries' foreign ministers laid flowers Tuesday at the portrait of Ambassador Andrei Karlov in Moscow. Karlov was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman Monday in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister said more than 37,000 people had been evacuated, and the goal is to have all the remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Meanwhile, the militant group Hezbollah threatened Tuesday to attack the last rebel-held area of Aleppo. It says Syrian forces have issued their final call for people to leave the area in the city's eastern districts that remain under control of opposition troops. Also, the foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran met in Moscow to draft a proposal that Russia says amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and potentially an end to the war. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday returned an underwater U.S. drone it seized last week in international waters of the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the transfer took place in the same area where China picked up the drone. The drone measures water salinity and temperature gradients. China's defense ministry said Tuesday the transfer was completed smoothly after friendly consultations between the two countries. President-elect Donald Trump planned Tuesday to meet with former Bush administration official Jovita Carranza, who is believed to be in the running to become the U.S. trade representative. Trump had also planned to meet with businessman Luis Quinares, who is said to be under consideration for Veterans Affairs Secretary. A Trump spokesman says Commerce Secretary nominee Wilbur Ross will be in charge of the new administration's trade policy. And concerning a leftover election issue, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected calls for a special Senate investigative committee to look into possible interference in U.S. elections by Russia and other countries. UN human rights officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 20 people have been killed since Monday in violence between protesters and security forces. Protesters object to President Joseph Kabila's remaining in office after the end of his term. William Close has more.
Sporadic running battles continued through Tuesday, and local media have reported that an office building belonging to Kabila's political party and a police headquarters were set on fire. José María Arenas, the director of the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the DRC, told Reuters that his team is reviewing reports that 20 civilians have been killed in confrontations with security forces. Arenas told VOA that military police had denied his staff access to the University of Kinshasa, where clashes have taken place, and threatened them. VOA visited opposition areas and saw evidence of the street battles. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
The top human rights official at the United Nations Tuesday called for an investigation of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte after he claimed he personally killed several alleged criminals. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zaid Raad al-Hussein called on Philippines authorities to launch a murder investigation. Here's Rupert Coville, a spokesman.
Killings committed by Mr. Duterte, by his own admission, at a time when he was a mayor, clearly constitute murder.
Zaid Raad al-Hussein said it is unthinkable for any judicial system to not launch investigative and judicial proceedings when someone openly admits to being a killer. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.